Now, I know there was a lot of talk on The Breakfast Show this morning about the demise of cinema. If you missed it, they shared the news that Stair Clinical is planning to close perhaps as many as 9 cinema complexes, possibly retrenching over 200 people because public appetite for an outing to the movies is waning. As many people pointed out this morning, it's become very expensive. The range of movies on offer seems limited if you're used to watching on a streaming platform where you've got hundreds of choices, and there is the risk of load shedding interrupting your movie experience. Now, that last problem is not going to be a problem for my next guest because their cinema screen is solar powered and they're using it to show a very special documentary to communities in the Karoo. We're going to find out more as we welcome to the show Dane Dodds, the director of a film called Aitsa. Dane, it's wonderful to have you with us. Welcome.
Hi, Prabhu. Thanks so much for having us on the show.
It's a pleasure. Let's talk a little bit about the film before we talk about who is watching it and how. I believe the documentary is about communities living in the sort of shadow of the Square Kilometre Array. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, that's sort of one of the more contemporary themes within the film, sort of post-colonial effect of pioneer mentality across the Karoo landscape, which is now transferred from land ownership to, well, you know, initial colonial arrival in the country to what you would now call sort of the last frontier, which is space exploration.
Mm-hmm. And space exploration juxtaposed very closely with very ancient ways of being in the world. Dane, I like the sound of how you put those two alongside each other. We have the very latest cutting edge modern science of the world's largest radio telescope being built in a place that is home to traditional communities with ancient knowledge and learning and culture. How does your film try to sort of bridge those two worlds?
Right. I mean, that is sort of the challenge of the film, and that is what we're continuing to do on this outreach trip, which you sort of mentioned in your introduction.
Yeah.
Aitsa is really looking at, you know, sort of the crossover sections between ancient indigenous wisdom and knowledge systems found in the Karoo and empirical worldviews, scientific worldviews of the cosmos, specifically in this film, and trying to draw links between them, but also to just juxtapose them alongside each other, because I think that we're often limiting ourselves by the inability to connect things into the Western perspective. So yeah, it's really a celebration sort of different worldviews of our understanding our place in the cosmos looked at from the Karoo.
Now, you're taking this movie back into the space in which it was filmed. Dan, this is what's so special about this outreach journey. There's no Stair Clinical cinema complex in tiny little towns in the middle of the Karoo. Tell us how you're actually managing to screen it to the communities it depicts.
Right. So we've teamed up with South Africa's first solar-powered mobile cinema unit called Sunshine Cinema. And they essentially have a Land Rover that's been converted into, a cinema. So we're able to, you know, avoid the challenge of load shedding, as you mentioned, but also just able to go into the most remote areas where the film needs to be seen and to screen it to communities there. So we have, firstly, we have that mobility, and then the fact that we're also independent of the grid helps us to basically just take it where it needs to go most.
And I know you're only partway there, but Dane, how has it gone so far? Tell us a little bit about where you've been and what the response has been.
Right. I mean, you just had a show about road safety. We all had seatbelts on, but we made it just in time after changing a tire outside Aberdeen to get the signal for this interview. other than that, things are going super well. We've had 4 screenings now.
Yeah.
We've started in Cape Town with a launch event at the Planetarium, and then we've traveled through the Karoo, been to Prince Albert and to Uniondale so far. And we're about to head to New Bethesda this evening.
Mm-hmm.
The community's responses are really interesting. You know, the film's screened in 20 countries around the world now. We've been overwhelmed with the reception of it, but it's really felt that every time someone from the Karoo has sort of celebrated it or seen it or felt that there was some kind of resonance within the film that we'd actually have truly felt, you know, if you want to call it success, but where it has felt like this is actually meaningful. And now we're getting to experience that much more. And the idea with the outreach is also to try and continue what the film has started with, bridging this gap between empirical knowledge, empirical views of reality and the cosmos, and indigenous knowledge systems. So, we're continuing that in discussions post screenings and in a little mini documentary we're doing about the trip.
Fantastic. Dan, predictably, I have listeners asking where they can see the movie. As you mentioned, you've already had a screening at the Planetarium here in Cape Town. Is there going to be another chance in the future for local listeners to be able to watch it?
Absolutely. I mean, so as part of this outreach, we're very much driving it forward with a lot of our own funds, and we're running a Backer Buddy campaign where you actually have the option to go and support the project, and then in doing so, you get a chance to stream the film. And that's a pretty limited opportunity. It's okay. Only running for another 15 more days. So it's the ITSA outreach campaign on Backer Buddy for the South African audience. And I think that's the main opportunity. Then we've teamed up with the Documentary Filmmakers Association of South Africa. They run a program called Doc Love, and they're traveling through the country with the film as well, screening it in different cities, also perhaps cities that don't necessarily have major cinemas, but more smaller spaces. So you can also check out Doc Love's program. Yeah.
Dane Dodds, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for the effort to get to Signal on time for the interview. We do appreciate it. Now, what you need to know, the spelling of the name, it's !AITSA, ITSA. And if you would like to see it, you have that option to make a donation or to that Backer Buddy campaign. So go onto the Backer Buddy page and search for ITSA Outreach Campaign. Otherwise, look up Doc Love and see if you can dovetail into one of the screenings that they have organized. Dane Dodds, the director of the film, and obviously driving this initiative to take the film back to screen it in the places where it was shot to the communities it depicts and allow them the chance to engage with it. I think it's a wonderful initiative. I hope we get more people taking a look at the movie here in Cape Town as well.